Good morning. You scared me. It's all right. You must be the new guard. My father said last night that he was sending for a new one. Someone to look after me more closely before the wedding. I just assumed that we would be properly introduced before I find you standing at the foot of my bed. It's ironic, isn't it? That having a masked stranger watch me sleep is supposed to make me feel safe. I mean, no offense, of course. I know you must be of good character if my father appointed you. You know the king will have only the finest. You can come closer if you'd like. Yes. A second ago, I didn't mean to insinuate that I'm uncomfortable with you being here. It's fine, truly. I trust you. And I know that you're just doing your job. You must be tired from standing for so long. Here, take a seat. Yes, on the bed. It's not as if there's not enough room. I'll never understand why a bed this size exists in the first place. At least 10 of me could fit in here. Must have been designed for one of those giants I keep hearing about. You know, they killed one recently. In the village. It destroyed 6 different shops before my father's men finally shot it down. You didn't hear about that? Really? How could you not? Even I know about it, and nobody ever tells me anything. Oh, you're from the next kingdom over? I see. Why did you come here? A short and vague answer. I told you nobody ever tells me anything. If you're going to be watching over me from now on, can't I at least get to know you? You don't have to tell me everything about your past. Right now, I don't know the first thing about you. I don't even know what you look like. I think it's a little unfair that you know what I look like when I've just woken up and I don't even know the color of your eyes. Are you allowed to take off your helmet? I won't tell if you don't. As your Royal Highness, I order you to take it off. Only if you want to, of course. Here, may I? You're not what I expected. The last guard wasn't nearly as, young. It's nice to put a face to your voice. Now I officially know you better than my husband-to-be. Yes. Would you believe me if I told you I've never even met him? No, all I know is his name. All I know is his name, and I'm expected to spend the rest of my life with him. It's all right. I know it's for the best. Both our kingdoms will benefit from the merge. I just wish I had a little more say in the matter. I know what you're thinking. That I have no right to complain. And I know that. I'm lucky. Far more fortunate than most. Oh, then what are you thinking? You're sorry. What do you have to be sorry for? Thank you. No one has ever really taken my feelings into consideration in regards to the marriage. You're sweet. I thought guards weren't supposed to care so much. Well, yes, maybe they're supposed to care about my safety, but they've never cared about my feelings. At least, not in my experience. Would you care for some breakfast? My lady-in-waiting, Charlotte, should be coming by fairly soon with tea and pastries. I knew you would say yes. Well, how could anyone say no to a pastry? Especially the ones with jam in the middle. Have you had one before? Aren't they delicious? I'm glad we can agree on that. Will you be accompanying me for the rest of the day? Well, then you have an exciting 24 hours ahead of you. No, not at all. Today I have yet another dress fitting. Yes, and it's not even the last one. Then I have the Horticultural Society tea. Are you buzzing with excitement yet? On the bright side, there will be horseback riding at noon. That is actually exciting. Yes, it's my favorite part of the day. It's what I most look forward to. It feels like flying. And to be honest with you, my horse is one of my best friends. We just have a great bond. There's an unspoken language between a horse and its rider. Yeah, exactly. See, you get it. We think alike, don't we? Will you be at the wedding? So you will. And when I'm standing with you at the altar, will you still insist on wearing this disguise? You're not a palace guard, are you? You're a prince. More specifically, the prince that I'm supposed to wed. I knew it! Well, a couple things gave you away. First of all, your mannerisms. They're very prince-like. Secondly, every palace guard follows very strict rules. No sitting or eating while on duty. You were happy to sit down, and you agreed to share my breakfast, and the fact that you've had a pastry before is also quite telling. And did you really think that I wouldn't figure it out? You must not think I'm very intelligent. So you dressed up in this armor and pretended to be an ordinary palace guard. Why? To get to know me. Before our wedding day. I take it you weren't very thrilled about the merge either. And you just wanted to make sure that you knew me first. Are you saying that I passed your test? Your test to see if I would be a suitable queen? No, of course I'm not mad. Honestly, I wish I could have dressed up as a palace guard and pulled the same sort of stunt. So my father didn't put you up to this? This was all you? He gave you permission. I see. I suppose I appreciate your determination. And that you cared enough to get to know me. I think that speaks highly of your character. If I'm going to marry someone, I want it to be someone who sees me. Someone I can talk to. Someone I can love. And I think that you could be that someone. Just please tell me you won't wear that suit of armor to the ceremony. I don't want to have to take off your helmet in order to kiss you. We should have pastries at our wedding. Yes, the kind with jam in the middle. I'll let the staff know immediately. You're exactly who I hoped you'd be.